Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Big to jail when he wouldn't take any of them to court. He wouldn't charge any of them. Gary, those are the people. That's what I'm talking about when I say Wall Street has a disconnect with Main Street. I'm not talking about you.
Well, I mean, obviously, listeners, Jim and I had a little conversation about this, and what I encouraged Jim to do was to preach skepticism but not cynicism. And when people, I left Wall Street 30 years ago to be an independent planner because what I want to do is help people who have excess savings earn a good rate of return on that by giving it to people who are in business like yourselves, so that you can produce good products and services for Americans, okay? That is what we used to call capitalism, all right? Mm-hmm. What's happened in the recent years is what we call financialization, where people on Wall Street, huge, huge companies with billions of dollars, don't care about any of that. All they want is to have a big pool of money in which they make even more money.
Which is exactly what got us into the bind that caused the 2008 collapse.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's just, it's changing everything. It's the big firms that are doing it. Just think about the difference in you as a small business owner and a giant corporation like General Motors. Odds are pretty good if you as a small business owner knew a product you had was causing death, all right, because of a faulty ignition switch or whatever, you'd probably deal with it. But you see, in a giant corporation like General
Motors... Not only because it's the right thing to do, but because it would take us down.
Well, that's exactly right. But in a giant... Okay, let's get philosophical about this. There's an old saying in religious circles, okay, that says moral man, immoral society. Mm-hmm. In other words, the bigger the organization you get involved with, the bigger the odds that something's going to be covered up, malfeasance is going to happen, and so on. You go right back to the Bible, Jim. If you remember the gospel story when Jesus was about to be crucified, old Saint Peter even said, I'm with you, Jesus, okay, to the very end. And what happened? He got out in what we call the mob, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And social pressures forced even Saint Peter to conform to the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, that's why, in essence, we hate government, we hate big business, some people even hate the big church, and so on, because there is so much, when you have millions of people involved in decision-making and doing things, there's so much greater odds that something really stupid is going to happen.
Yep.
All right? And that's the reason...
That's the reason I love small business. So much.
Jim, I left Wall Street, the big Wall Street bank. I was a senior VP of one of them, trained with one of them. And I left them to work out of the back of my home.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks.
Okay, with my wife and my son. To do what...
Stay with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend...
I call true capitalism the production of goods and...
Yeah. Gary Moore. Gary is a financial expert and investing, not trading.
Well,
the... expert, folks. He is connected by dotted line...
And let's go over that real quick.
Well...
I believe investing is one thing...
...to Wall Street... But when I talk about Wall Street,
More than a year. Mm-hmm. If you're trading, you're probably going to hold.
We got a problem with Wall Street. When I talk about the disconnect between Wall Street
for a year, maybe to try to get long term capital gains.
Street and Main Street. I'm not talking about people like Gary. I'm not talking about.
You're speculating if when you buy something, you're already thinking
about people like your buddy working down at Merrill Lynch as
about selling it. then you're speculating.
Yeah.
That's the easiest
and
way.
And I think financial planner or your financial planning expert or some of the other guys, Robert, traders and the speculators is what's wrong with what Fisher on the show or John Harris, what's wrong with Wall Street right now. And some of our other financial experts. I'm not talking about those guys.
They call short-term America. There's a book by that.
And I'm talking about the banks. And Gary, that's the disconnect, because Main Street is not short-term. Main Street plays, like some of these other people. When I talk about the oligarchy, Main Street is long-term, because we're planted in the ground. We got nowhere to hide. I'm talking about these big banks that are too big to fail. And
you're exactly right, Jim.
Hey, Gary, give us the website one more time, please. And our Attorney General actually said they're basically too
financialseminary.org.
Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job. I love you. Big to jail when he wouldn't take any of them to court. He wouldn't.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you later. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, are charging you of them. Gary, those are the people. That's what I'm talking about when I say when. He's part of the solution, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. Wall Street has a disconnect with Main Street. I'm not talking about you. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Well, I mean, obviously, listeners, Jim and I had a little conversation about this. And what I encouraged Jim to do was to preach skepticism but not cynicism. And when I left Wall Street 30 years ago. To be an independent planner, because what I want to do is help people who have excess savings earn a good rate of return on that by giving it to people who are in business like yourselves so that you can produce good products and services for Americans, okay? That is what we used to call capitalism, all right? Mm-hmm. What happened in the recent years is what we call financialization, where people on Wall Street, huge, huge companies with billions of dollars, don't care about any of that. All they want is to have a big pool of money in which they make even more money.
Which is exactly what got us into the bind that caused the 2008 collapse.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's just, it's changing everything. It's the big firms that are doing it. Just think about the difference in you as a small business owner and a giant corporation like General Motors. Odds are pretty good if you as a small business owner knew a product you had was causing death, all right, because of a faulty ignition switch or whatever, you'd probably deal with it. But you see, in a giant corporation like General
Motors... Not only because it's the right thing to do, but because it would take us down.
Well, that's exactly right. But in a giant, okay, let's get philosophical about this. There's an old saying in religious circles, okay, that says moral man, immoral society. Mm-hmm. In other words, the bigger the organization you get involved with, the bigger the odds that something's going to be covered up, malfeasance is going to happen, and so on. You go right back to the Bible, Jim. If you remember the gospel story when Jesus was about to be crucified, old Saint Peter even said, I'm with you, Jesus, okay, to the very end. And what happened? He got out in what we call the mob, Jim, and social pressures forced even Saint Peter to conform to the mob, okay? Now, that's why, in essence, we hate government.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame.
We hate big business. Some people even hate the big church.
This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use.
So on. Because there is so much, when you have millions
of our audience, except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all of
the people involved in decision-making and doing things,
copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent,
much greater odds that something really stupid is going to happen,
is prohibited. All rights reserved.
Yep.
All right. And that's the reason
I love small business so much.
Jim, I left Wall Street, the big Wall Street banks. I was a senior VP of one of them, trained with one of them, and I left them to work out of the back of my home, okay, with my wife and my son, to do what I call true capitalism, the production of goods and services.
And investing, not trading.
Well, yeah, and let's go over that real quick.
Well,
I believe investing is one thing more than a year. Mm-hmm. If you're trading, you're probably going to hold it for a year, maybe to try to get long-term capital gains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you're speculating if, when you buy something, you're already thinking about selling it, then you're speculating.
Yeah.
That's the easy
and
way.
I think the traders and the speculators is what's wrong with Wall Street right now. And
that's what we call short-term America. There's a book by that.
And Gary, that's the disconnect, because Main Street is not short-term. Main Street is long-term, because we're planted in the ground. We got nowhere to hide.
You're exactly right, Jim.
Hey, Gary, give us the website one more time, please.
Financialseminary.org.
Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job. I love you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you later. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He's part of the solution, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.